Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Sakina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to another episode of Chronicles of a Favored Woman. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I want to thank you. I'm just going straight into prayer. So thank you, our Father. I thank you, Jesus. I honor you. I adore you. I worship and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to forgive me of any sins I may have committed, thought, word, and deed. I ask as I come to your throne of grace and mercy that I come with a pure heart. And anything that's hindering me from having that, Lord, I ask you to come in and remove it. I thank you as you dispatch your angels. I call on the name Jehovah Sabaoth. That is the Lord of all hosts, as you send your angels down to fight the battles that the Satan is trying to put down right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for laying, slaying. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for who you are in my life right now. I thank you for the levels that you're taking me. And I thank you for everything that I've been going through because, as my sister said, we count it all joy. And as I move forward, Lord, I am submitting Fuchina to you, Lord. I am submitting her and putting myself on the throne of your grace. And as I put myself down, my man self, I invite your spirit man to come in and rise up and saturate me right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to watch over my speaker tonight as this beautiful, powerful woman of God, as she shares her story among those who are designed to hear this tonight. And I, Lord, I know that all things happen for our good, but for your glory. And I thank you for this message that you have ordained for people to receive and be touched and be delivered from it, Lord. And I thank you for allowing me to be your vessel. I thank you for allowing our speaker to be the vessel. I thank you for all that you have provided for us in the past, in the present, and where we're about to go. And Lord, I feel your spirit come in. Thank you so much, Lord, for who you are. I thank you for just being my Jehovah Jireh, being my Jehovah Rapha, being my Jehovah Nisi. I thank you for being Adonai. I just thank you for all that you have done for me, my speaker, for those who are tuning in, whether it's live or in the replay. And it's in Jesus' name I ask and pray. Amen. So I thank you so much for all of y'all that are here or tuning in. We are actually doing Blog Talk Live. It's good to be back home. I'll be honest with you. I haven't done Blog Talk in a minute, and I miss it. I'm homesick. So I'm a firm believer that all things happen for a reason. So tonight, it is Blog Talk only tonight. Now, my guest, my sister, my queen, she's not my sister. She's my sister. Not just in Christ, but just in spirit. I mean, it starts with Christ first, but she is just, I've never met her personally. You know, it's interesting, but there's this thing called kindred spirit. And I immediately felt that once we connected. And even tonight, you know, as I was just sharing some things that were going on, you know, I realized that elevation is coming. And as we were talking about earlier, you know, when elevation is coming in your life, you can rest assured that the enemy is not going to be happy. So he's going to do everything to make it a struggle because he's always trying to block something. And he's so disrespectful. Tonight, we're going to talk to a young lady who has endured, who has weathered the storm, the good, the bad, the ugly, the whatever, and still wears that beautiful smile of hers that just radiates from cheek to cheek. She is an epitome of beauty because beauty It's not just the outside. It starts from the inside and illuminates on the outside. When you speak with her, if you ever get in contact with her, you will have the night. She has graced our presence before, and I am grateful to have her grace us again tonight. I want to reintroduce the sum and present to others Miss Doresa McAllister. Good evening, my sister.
Good evening, sis. Can you hear me? I just want to make sure I'm
loud
and clear.
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear.
Praise be to our God. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to stand before your people. You know, that's a honor, a privilege, and a blessing. And sis, I want to thank you all. Sending your platform and making me feel right at home. I'm gonna start calling this my second home in a minute.
That's right. I'm like, when I'm invited somewhere, that means you have welcomed me. I am home.
I know that's right. I thank you so much. I thank you for that beautiful introduction. Like, is she talking about me?
I love you. I can't even say enough.
I love you.
I love you to life as well. What I love most about you, and I'm just going to be real, is you have a survivor mentality. You know,
amen.
That's what I've noticed. From what I've known, I like her. I need to stay connected to that. Right? I like charging up to people who are, you know, hey, one monkey don't stop, so we're going to keep it moving. Okay, if this don't work, we're going to move this way. This is what we're going to do. Because it reminds me of myself. You know, there are times, and I'm not going to say it's been easy. I know it hasn't been easy. So before we get into it, I want you to introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and why you love doing what you do.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, my name, everyone, is Doresa Elaine McAllister. My mama gave me my first name. My daddy gave me my second. And I wear it proudly. That was my first gift from them. I am first and foremost a believer and a daughter of the King. And I proudly let everyone know that I am a believer in Jesus Christ. So that's first and foremost. First and
yes,
foremost.
Ma'am.
And I'm the mother of two beautiful, beautiful blessings. God bless me with it. If I could have maybe four or five more like the two I have, I'd be in like Flynn. He blessed
me. Okay, I'll just admire you from a phone. I'm good.
That's just a sale. But he blessed me with two beautiful, amazing, a boy and a girl, and I'm just so thankful. Every day I'm thankful for my children. They are blessings. They literally saved me from my crazy self, because there was a time when your sister, she was out there just doing some everything. So I thank God for
it.
Come on. I've seen some things on my worst enemy, which is part of the reason why I was out there kind of acting out. Didn't know how to express the feelings I was. So I just, you know, I kind of walked away, not totally, but I was straggling the fence, y'all, when it comes to serving God. I'm a church girl. I was ready. That's all I know. All I know is church.
So
that season of my life came right after my father was murdered. There was a when I was in my early 20s, like I had just hit 20, and I was out there just doing what 20-year-olds do, right? And I just thank God every day that He kept me and He protected me and He provided for me, and every time the enemy tried to take me out, and he tried many times, I look back on it now, and the only reason why I know he did not succeed is because God held up his finger and said, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I thank him every day for that. I thank him for allowing me to be his mouthpiece, because he picked the right one, because if y'all hang with me long enough, you know, you talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got a problem sharing. I don't have a problem being transparent. There are many things about my life that I do share, because I want women, particularly black women, to know that you're not alone, and that God will not leave. He has not left you. And even though the season you may be in right now may seem a little bleak and a little hopeless, there's always hope. There's always hope when you got God on your side. There's always hope. And there's a reason. I like what you said a little while ago. There's a reason for everything. It is absolutely correct. The word even says in Ecclesiastes, there's a season. For everything, there's a season. There's a time and a season for everything. And, y'all, that applies to the things that you don't even think are necessary or don't feel right. It's not just the good stuff. The stuff that you that you see as part of your daily plan, your list of things to do. Everything, according to Romans 8 and 28, it all works together for good. That's my favorite scripture. And when I started to live by that scripture, life changed for me. In the, out in these internet streets, they call me that perception chick, and that's a name that I wear it proudly, because when God gave me the gift of changing that thing, when my mother was living with Alzheimer's and being what some people would call a caregiver, I wear it, but that's not really what I call myself. That was my mom, you know what I'm saying? And I was doing what she did for me. You know, she took care of me, I take care of her. That's how we do this, right? And would do it over and over and over and over and over again. She was an amazing woman. But I look at that season in my life as, again, everything happens in the order that God orchestrates it. My daughter was born with a very, very rare syndrome. And so the first 10 years of her life, 10 and a half years of her life, prepared me for when we started seeing Mama show signs of Alzheimer's. So a lot of it didn't catch me off guard, because, like, oh, wait, I know what that is. Kylie has that. Wait a minute, that's a seizure. Wait a minute, what is that? You know, that kind of thing. And it just, he started showing me ways that he was preparing me. Daughter, that was not for naught. That was not a waste of your time. There's a lesson in that. Grab it and take it with you, because you're going to need that. It's been a beautiful, my 58.10 years of life have been absolutely amazing. And I thank God that he's allowed me to weather some storms, but knowing that he was in the boat with me the whole time, steering, telling the way, how high to go and when to roll in, when the water to splash in the boat, and when to step back. This is mine. This is my girl. This is my daughter. I didn't really do that. You know, when I look at it that way, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can do this thing in my life. I can do this. And no, it's not going to always be fabulous. It's not going to always be, you know, it's not going to give me the warm fuzzies all the time. But when I think about the goodness of God and his mercy and his presence, always, you got that. That's a deep word. That's a deep word. Always. Yes. He ain't even like your mama. Your mama probably love you with all her might. But I got to tell her, and have told her every night of her life, we sing, "Yes, Jesus loves me." And as I walk out of her bedroom, and I thank God for that, I started doing this when she was just months old. She's now 22. Jesus loves you. No, I'm sorry. Mama loves you, but Jesus loves you most of all. Take that with you. He loves you most of all. He loves you when you out here trying to figure it out on your own. He loves you when you kind of turn your back on him and get mad at him and shake your fist, because I've done that too as recently as 3 years ago when I found myself homeless with a child with unique needs. And I'm like, where are you at? Wait a minute. Hold up. It's me. Your beloved. Where are you? You know, how can you allow this to happen to me? And he taught me lessons in that. And when I walked away with the lessons, I was like, oh, now I see why you did it that way. I would have never thought of that. Oh, I guess that's why you got, huh? And I'm not, you know. He knows you. He knows what makes you tick. He knows when you're going to throw a temper tantrum at him. He knows that that mess don't catch him by surprise. And he will not get mad at you and turn his back on you when you do it, because he realized he created you human. So he knows your limitations, you know. But through
don't
him,
he don't he do? Not some.
Yeah. Not your little foot don't do so bad. Your little fit does not faze him.
All things.
That's
right.
That's
but
it. And
said,
then you acknowledge.
Yeah.
Go ahead. When you acknowledge that he is your way maker, and when you acknowledge the fact that you can do it through him, see, that's when your life starts getting real fancy, as the kids say. It's fancy out here. Fancy out here in the streets, y'all. You know, he has blessed me. Mm-hmm. He will. He'll turn that thing around, and he will blow your mind with it. I'm a living witness. I know in the last five or six months, the Lord has done things through my life and with my life. Mm.
Let's unpack it.
Well, I find myself not only a TV host, but a TV channel owner on the Believing Your Dreams television network. And when I say he will cause people to come up to you out, when I say out the blue, you know, it's like right now somebody rang your doorbell. And with, I don't know if Mr. McMahon is still living. I'm not really sure. So somebody like Ed McMahon rang your doorbell, big paper check, and says, you have won. Well, not only have you not entered a contest, but you, like, out of all the millions of people that probably entered, you mean I won? Just out of the blue. You've all seen those commercials where people, they ring the doorbell and the people, they in the middle eating dinner or something, you know? It's such a shock, you know? That's how he has sent people my way. One in particular would be my sister in Christ, my mentor and CEO of Believe Me Dreams Television Network, Dr. Nicole Peters. And we were in this group together, and I knew of her. And we, you know, it's kind of like you chat in passing. And we were in Dr. Stevie Mills' group on the bridge, called The Bridge. And we met, and it's not like we hadn't talked, but you don't realize how people are watching your walk.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching not only what you're talking about, but if you bought it. You know what I'm saying? If you really bought it, are your actions lining up with what you're saying? And this sister, I posed a question in the book, in the group, asking about trademarks or something. And it was a general question for anybody to answer, but she was one of the responses, and her response stood out. We end up talking about 2 hours that night, and it's been a sister friendship ever since. But then she approached me and said, you know, I'd like for you to be on my network. And I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Right.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So here we are knocking at 3 years later, and
wow,
God has blessed me to grace the stages with, you know, we call him Uncle Les, but Mr. Les Brown, you know, just amazing man, speaker and mentor. And just to be in the room with some great people, to be on some platforms that I never would have thought, you know, a lot of people, you know, they rave about Roku and with Amazon, but you know, we're talking Sony, we're talking Apple, you know, we're talking some other deals, some other big platforms that the ink isn't dry yet, so I can't mention those, but things like that. I never would have, not at 58. I just never would have thunk it, as my grandmother would have said. You know what I mean? Because not that I think that it's impossible, because all things are possible through him. But let's face it, y'all. My dreaming days were just kind of over. I mean, what I dreamt about in my 20s and 30s, I just kind of, as life started happening, kind of put it aside and just never picked it back up until, but God let me know, you probably forgot, but I ain't forgot. Yes, my I'm named after my mom's own sister. Her name was Doris, so that's how you get Dorissa. And Aintuki, we call her Aintuki. Aintuki used to always say that prayers have no expiration date. And I love, they don't expire. I love that, because that means the prayers that my grandmama, my great-great-grandmama, who never met me, if they prayed for me, just because they gone, don't mean God don't still remember the prayers or honor the prayers. And I think about that. The prayers that I prayed when I was a little girl and things that I just wanted to see, well, just because I forgot don't mean he forgot. And I'm thankful that he is God that doesn't forget, you know, that he's been lining this thing up. So he's blessed me. He has blessed my life I pray that I'm saying things and doing things that will bless others, encourage others, serve others, trying to leave a legacy for my children and my children's children, and being the best woman of God that I can be the best representation that I can be. And a lot of that is built on the fact that I have seen some hard times. I've seen some sticky situations. I've seen some things that my mama left here and she didn't even know about because I dare not have told her, you know. Mm-hmm. There's been some things that I could say I've been so ashamed of, which kept me in a bad place, you know. And that's just the enemy. You listening to him too long and believe in the lies that he's told you. You're never too far gone, sis. Whoever's listening, you're never too far gone. God loves you, period. He died whatever it is you did. There's nothing that you have done, said, contemplated that's going to shock him. That was not nailed on that cross when Jesus died for you.
That's right.
Period. And the devil
That's
is
right.
a lie when he
Very
tries to tell
so.
You otherwise. When he tries to tell you mm-hmm. otherwise. So, mm-hmm. you know, I know what it's like to be in that place where you listen a little too long and before you know it, you can't even look at yourself in the mirror and, you know, you mm-hmm. think you're ugly, mm-hmm. dumb, fat, too this, nobody want to hear what you got to say, and blah, 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 kabloop, kabloop. No, Shut that noise out. Shut it out. Shut it down. You know, God says something totally different about you. And that's, again, the perception thing, you know, making you see, you know, your life through God's eyes, not your carnal eyes and not through the lies that the enemy is telling you. I have a book, The Embrace Formula, and what it talks about is the steps that you take to basically silence the enemy and the inner me, because that's what will keep you, you want to stay focused on God and God's word, because only what he says about you is the truth. What the devil tells you, enemy, or whatever you want to label him, he's the enemy, because he can't stand you, he hates you, he wants your very soul in hell with him. You know, the more the merrier as far as he's concerned. So you have to find ways to shut that out. And the easiest way, the best way, the quickest way to do it is to get in God's word and live by the word and believe the truth about yourself and start saying it to yourself, reminding yourself that this is what God says about me. I am his beloved. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am more than a conqueror. I am the head and not the tail. You have to tell yourself what God says about you. That's the only way you can get yourself in a mental space where you can shut the noise, the untruths about you. Because, see, those untruths will keep you in a place where you can't live your purpose. You can't walk that thing out and be a light and be a witness and be an encourager and be a motivator and an inspiration to other people. And that's where he wants you. That's what your life should be about serving and motivating and encouraging. If you sit down long enough to listen to what God has to say about you and internalize that thing and say, okay, I'm going to walk this thing out because you said I'm this, that, and the other. So, you know, start looking at yourself as the beautiful masterpiece that you are. There will never be another you, ever, and there never has been. Do not rob the world of the blessings that can come from you and what you have experienced in your life, your abilities, your gifts, your talents, all these things that God has put in you. They're for you to share. Somebody needs to experience you. Somebody needs to witness what you have to say and hear what your testimony and your story is all about. Why? Because they're in a place they can't get out of right now. They don't know what to do. But once you open your mouth and share your story, they're like, oh, okay, let me try that. And then the fact that you share your story and the love of Christ, now you've introduced them to their new best friend, and they don't even know it yet. They don't even know. Mm-hmm. And if they start walking the way you start walking, then all of this, it's not going to make all the bad things disappear and go away forever and ever and ever. But I tell you what, life is beautiful if you let it. And if you let it, with Christ by your side. It's a different thing, y'all. It's a different thing.
You said quite a mouthful. I was just up here just taking notes. And, you know, having to going from then and to now, I just listened to your transition. You know, having a mother with Alzheimer's, having a child with special needs, going through some personal stuff that led you to that situation. You know, I can't imagine, well, yeah, I can, because I remember I can understand the homeless and having a child, and then having a child with special needs on top of that. And throughout it all, you said something about, you know, you thought that God had forgotten about it. But once he plants the seed is planted.
Oh, yeah.
But remember,
and
it's planting when you are sowing. The seed, the first you till the land. You got to till the land first. And you want to till it on good ground. You can't till it on just any type of ground. You got to till it on good ground. Okay? Then once you till the ground, you start digging the hole. And then you start planting your seed. Planting your seeds in this case would be that's the affirmation as well. But you start planting those seeds, telling, you know, share, let God, you know, as you communicate with him, however that communication goes, you communicate with him and having your personal time, and that's your personal time. Just remember, my personal time, the way I do it, the way Miss Sister Doreesa do it, is going to be different than how you're doing it, because that's your relationship with him. And no one has the right. I hear people say, well, I was told I don't pray right. Who told you that?
Right.
No one has the right to say how you pray or whatever. As long as that is your relationship with your father, you know. So just keep that in mind. But as I was going back on those seeds, you plant the seed in the ground, and then what you do, you cover it up. Where's the seed at? It's in the dark.
Yep.
That means God is most powerful in the darkness. When you think that he may not be there, he is there with you. He got you covered. So now you got to be fertilized. So you get the fertilizer, which is faith. You get the water, which is your belief. You are believing that seed is planted. So now you're believing. Okay, yeah, you may go through some rough patches, like some of the seeds that's buried. They go through the thunderstorms, they go through the hail, they go through whatever. But guess what? You're still being fertile throughout it all because your faith is being tested now. So now you're getting more nutrients coming in, and then God's grace is saturating the ground to fill up all those nutrients that's coming from coming down, now saturating in. Now he's filtering. Okay, this is what we need to do this. This is what we need to do that. And as it comes to faith, you know, grace, all of that, then when he's ready, not our timing, but his timing, like for you went to your mother. You went through the homelessness. You went through that time when you were, you know, trying to find yourself, quote, unquote. You went through that time where maybe you ain't like yourself, and I don't know, for me, I don't try to take myself. But God, you're not going to abort what I have for you. Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. God said you can do anything you want to mine, but you cannot kill her.
Woo!
You cannot kill her. You can do whatever you want to do, but you cannot kill her. That is your testing season. And that's when he is sending his angels, dispatching, ready, because they already know not to touch you like that, because they're ready for you. And every time they do it, they are ready. They are ready for you. And then when you get to that point where you get, I'm sick and tired, Lord. I'm sick and tired. I can't do this on my own. That's when it starts to go into action, because you're calling on him earnestly and honestly. You're calling on him. Yeah, you may be upset. Yeah, but you're tired. Unless when you get sick and tired, and sick and tired, as Les Brown likes to say, you get hungry. You get hungry because you know there's something better out there. You know something is going to happen. And when you think that all is forgiven, you know, all has been forgotten, then guess what? You start breaking, that seed starts sprouting, and it starts breaking, and guess what? It comes out of the ground. And when it comes out of the ground, it is already protected because God got you there. And he is now ready for you to emerge. And that's how it works. But the most powerful state of a seed is when it's in the ground. It is when it's in the ground, because when he's ready for you to come out and ready for you to blossom, but that verse that saw, ain't no stopping us now. Ain't no stopping us now. He is going to show up, and he is going to show out. How does he does that? Yeah, you might have tried to take me out by making me doubt myself. Yeah, you might have took me out by making me not believe that I was beautiful. Yeah, you might have took me out. But as you were trying to do that, God was like this, girl. Like, gosh, I'm covering her. She don't know. But that's all right. But I got her covered. You know why? Because she's still here to see another day. And guess what? You got through that day. And then you got through that day. And then, then he's putting things in order. So now you're just having a simple conversation networking. And now you got somebody who's actually paying attention to your walk and your talk. And now
you approach.
Because let me tell you something. When you think people are not paying attention to you, they are paying attention to you.
Yes, they are.
And I
yes,
know that for a fact. I remember I got an email saying that you got nominated for 5 awards. I said, the 5 awards? I almost fell off my chair. I was like, what? And they were telling me, you know, the two different categories. I was like, what? People are nominating me for that? I didn't even think people were paying attention to me. My goal was as simply as this. I just want to affect somebody. Just like you said, our stories are made to help. I tell people a testimony is nothing but a test. That is a test is a test is used to create a testimony to help other people or like-minded people who are going through the same test. To you, you will be the living proof that if God got me through, he will get you through. That's why I tell people all the time, you, when God delivers you for something, you don't have the right to keep that to yourself. He delivers you for a reason. Your deliverance was made to help other people so you can pay it forward and come on back and help somebody who wants to be helped. That's what the story is for. It wasn't for you to keep to yourself. It's for you to help someone, because guess what? Somebody else is going to go through what you're going through. You are the living proof to say, hey, sister, hey, brother, this is what he has done for me. I am telling you. So when I go and talk to females, or when you go and talk to females, and they're looking at me, and I look at them and say, you're so much better than what you put out there for yourself. Do you not know who you are and who you are?
Right.
I said, I don't know what you see when you look in the mirror, but I see greatness. You're just a work in progress. That's it. You're just creating your testimony. And when I start sharing some of my testimony, they're like, Miss Chena, I can't believe you did it. I said, that's the beautiful thing about grace. Because when God brings his grace and deliver you and wash you, honey, you don't look nothing like what he delivered you from. But I'm trying to tell you, Ratchet was my name, okay? Playing was my game. I was out there. I was out there, okay? Let me tell you, that's why I tell people, just because I follow the word don't mean I'm a slow leap. I ain't nobody slow leap. So don't try to play them flim flams with me, because I can go right there with you and be like, let me pull you right on back. Let me just pull you right on back and let you know. Don't let this person fool you. Don't let it fool you. But it is through his grace and mercy. When that enemy comes at you, it still comes. It don't matter where we are in our life. As long as we got breath in our body, the enemy is still going to do everything he does to try to get us to go back. But you know what I found myself? And I'm talking about people who are going through right now. Like, you know, I try to, but every time, listen, I have to talk to myself sometimes, be like David in the Bible and encourage myself and be like, you know what? I tell my son this every time. When the enemy come at you, you say, hey, not today, Satan. Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Now, JC, that would be Jesus Christ. I'm going to need you to handle that. It's too much for me, but I know you got it. You got it.
Right.
And I'm going to keep on about my day. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have me a good day. It's like when I go to bed tonight, I'm not going to have a restless night tonight because I mean that. And no more restless nights. It's been like that for the past few days. No, I'm not doing that. No, tonight I'm going to have me a good sleep. I'm going to have me a sound sleep. And Jesus, I know you got this because the problem is I wasn't bringing you in the first place. But now that I've checked myself, I'm going to need you to come on in because I'm going to have me a good night's sleep tonight. And I mean that. So I'm just saying I give up. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying, what I love is that we can have this real conversation. So you have people out there who are really going through and they're thinking that, you know, that no one's going through what they're going through. And they're thinking just because you see people motivating, you know, speaking and all that stuff, we go through stuff too. Because it's the motivation starts with us first. It really does. There are times when, I mean, I am so frustrated. Like tonight, you know, like I told you, I don't care what goes down. I'm not stopping. One monkey ain't going to start the show for me. But as I do what I love to do, which is encourage and help people tell their story, it is my motivation. It is like, it's just, I can't get enough of it. Because all I want to let you know, there are times, I mean, we all don't have good days. And I don't, you know, and you meet somebody who have a good day. Please let me know, except for Jesus. But there's some moments I don't have my good days. I mean, I have my moments, but I just got to be quiet because I don't want to say nothing I got no business saying. You know, I just want to be quiet. But that's everybody goes to that stage. You know, let me take this time to reset the stage. This is Fachina Kirkenau with Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. We are talking about embrace your life. And I am here with my special guest, my special sister, my special sister, Ms. Teresa McAllister. And I want to thank you because you're on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast. So I just thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I'm going to also acknowledge my sponsor right now, which is Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services. This is headed by founder and president owner Henry J. Middleton, where they are located at 464 Atlanta Street, Marietta, Georgia, 30060. And you can reach out to them at 678-567-7512. That's 678-567-7512. Their motto is serving loved ones' legacy through a service of class and sophistication. And I just know, I'm just going to put my personal plug in there. I just know this young man from a kid. I know his mother very well. And I remember him coming to me with the dream, because we both were living in South Carolina, that's where we're from, and he told me about what he wanted to do. And I, when I say stuck to it, went through the hills and valleys, and not only did he have a mortuary services, he also has a funeral transport services. So he actually started with that first, and then he got his mortuary service. So perseverance, resilience does pay off. It really does. Now we're back to talking about embracing your life, and we're here with Ms. Teresa McAllister. And I tell you what, we got two talkers on the line, y'all, so just watch out. Watch out. And on fire for the Lord. On fire for the Lord. But I want to touch on something that I told you I was going to touch on earlier. I understand when I went through my first, well, I went through my divorce, and then I went through a bad breakup with my second child's father. We were engaged, and thank God that didn't work out. But all things happen for a reason. I've never felt a pain like that in a long time. And yeah. I honestly didn't think I was going to get through that. It was public humiliation. It was so many things that, you know, and the first issue or first acknowledgement I had was I was given too much of me to him and not to God. That was my first. I had to acknowledge. But if it wasn't for my children, I would not be walking this earth right now. It is only through, I said, I don't want another woman raising my child. Period.
Yeah. I'm
so who's going to benefit out of that? Nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to benefit out of that. And why would I do that? Why would I be so selfish? But ought to be, to be real, that pain was unbearable. Really, it was unbearable dealing with the public humiliation, dealing with the shame, dealing with so many things, and then being left to raise that child by myself.
I get it. I totally get it. I get it times two. How about that?
Times two. You know, but look at you now. Look at
to God
me
I have to
you
say,
gotta
I
give
have
it to you.
I gotta count it all joy. I do, and you know, somebody says, she says scripture. No, baby, I mean that thing. I'm gonna count it all joy. I mean, what would you rather I do? Sit here and mourn for the rest of my life, or better yet, shamed for the rest? That shame right there. Now that piece of arsenal that the enemy uses, that thing right there, when that bullet can put that thing on you, it's that's the sunken place, baby. Trying to get up on this end game is almost, I'm not gonna say impossible, but it feels impossible when you're in it. When you're
that's right.
I don't want that on nobody. So shame, especially, you know, I mentioned before, I'm a church girl. I was basically born and raised in a church. Daddy was chairman of the deacon board. A lot of people thought my daddy was a pastor. I mean, people gravitated. He had a way of explaining and preaching and breaking down the word. My mother has started playing when she was 5 years old. So I don't know anything but my mama sitting at that piano over the choir. That's all I know. My sister and I are girls. We are choir girls. We are usher girls. That's all we know is OBB, Old Black Baptist. That's all we know. So that's my life. So when things that happen to me when I got in my 20s, 30s, you know, I'll say failed marriages. I used to say the marriages shouldn't have been, but I'm not going to say that. I don't really want to say that because I have learned if it was not for that marriage, I wouldn't have my two babies. That's the first thing. So I thank Jesus for the marriage.
That's right.
And the
crazy
that I went through in that marriage, again, has given me just more to share with another sister who might not see certain things coming around the corner. I'm like, you might want to slow your roll on that because this is what I see. Take it easy. Let me be your yellow caution light, blinking on me in the corner. I'm just saying. So
that's right.
I done that. But your, like you said earlier, sis, your story not only will help somebody, but it's basically someone else's survival guide. Because if you share your story, you're basically kind of hipping them to some stuff that they might be able to avoid in life. You know. If you take the stance that you are you're there to support her, encourage her, and share with her, just so when she has her conversations with God, she can kind of at least come to the table and have a sensible conversation. You know, she'll kind of know some stuff because sometimes you just don't know. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us because half the time I don't think we really know what we're supposed to be praying about. We know what we want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For
what we want and what we need and his plan are three different things. So, you know.
Right. You know, I'm going to take this moment because I'm sorry, sister. We have a question out there. So thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Faithful Woman. You are live and direct. Now, get your city, your state, where you're representing from?
Yeah, this is San Jose, California.
How are you? How are you? And what's your question?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I was just thinking what y'all saying about, you know, about raising children and everything, and how the future is important, you know, and the children are a part of the future. That's what we're raising, future adults. And, yeah, I mean, if
well,
you're
God
gonna,
bless you, brother, from Cali. I'm in Cali, too. So.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, you know, and we go through a lot of different things in our life. You know, there's times when I remember when I was walking around the planet, Earth here, and I didn't have the illumination of Christ in me. So I wasn't born of the Spirit at that time. And that's when I lived in the world without him, in my flesh, without the Spirit. But when I got born of the Spirit, that darkest negative, when I lived in the world without him, that's the darkest negative. But then the darkest negative becomes the brightest picture of his love. And if you ever see yourself in God's love for the first time, then you get to see what God sees. And if God made you perfect in his sight, there was a reason for it, you know. And we don't want to lose sight of the way God looks at us, because if we don't see ourselves clearly, we won't be able to see other people clearly. So it
That's
is important
true.
That we – it is very important that we listen to God. A lot of times we come out of limited identity. And that means that we came out of a religious background, whether it be Christianity, it be Muslims or Catholics or whatever you want to, you know, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist, whatever, non-denominational. All these different sections are limited identity. And see, your identity is in Christ. And since God filled you up with himself, his love is boundless and immeasurable. So there is no end times in his love. He's eternal. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So when you open up the Word of God, you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, spiritually speaking, and you can hear God speaking to you through his written word, which he made alive to you. Now it's the living Word of God to you, and you don't have to listen to what man says about what man thinks that God is saying to you anymore, because you can go straight to him. And if you can hear him, then you can see exactly what he did when there was time. And that's in the first century. In first century language, 21st century, because they want to make their fellow man think that this is what's happening today, when that's what happened when there was time. So hope that helps you.
What I did get from what you said, brother, and which kind of, you know, resonated with me was, you know, God's word is eternal. And one of the things that I do teach in the Embrace formula, again, is when we get to the point where we listen to what the word says, what God says, because that is his word, says about us, and we put more weight and more value and more of a hunger to learn it, and form our whole understanding of who we are and what we look like and who that person is that's looking back at you in the mirror, who that person really is. When we follow those standards, when we understand per those standards, as opposed to what TV tells you, what the magazines tell you, what your mama told you, you know, then we become who we are supposed to be, who he has created us to be, his children, in his likeness. And there's a better understanding. I believe that when you change your perception on anything and align it up with what God says, your understanding of your life and of yourself and of other people and of situations clear, in the sense that now you're not looking at it through false information, because that's what your carnal eyes will lead you to, false information. And so I agree with you on the point that if we change our perception of everything and make it fall in line, directly in line with what the word God says about anything and everything, you know, because there's no question imaginable. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything we need to know is right there in that book. It's right there in that book. You know? So when So when we, so we get that scripture that coincides with whatever this thing is you have a question about, you find the answer in there and live by that, memorize that, line it up with that, you're good to go. You're good to go. Because then the enemy, when he brings his lies, and he will, because he's a liar. That's his job. Don't get mad at a dog for barking. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You know, he's going to do what he does. But you got the sword in your hand. So when he comes at you with the crazy, baby, you can't lose
not
with
today.
You.
Not today.
God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Did you have a final comment?
Oh, yeah, sure. And thank you so much for allowing me to share. You know, the wellspring of life, that's Christ. Christ is the wellspring of life. Christ gives us life and an abundant life because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God, when you have God-given abilities, that's because God showed you your past. You know, all the stuff that you did without him, and you're not happy about it because you're saying to him, I don't see how you're going to use me with all this stuff that was bad. But you don't understand. God's taking your past and making it very good for your future because those are your God-given abilities to sympathize with the people that he's having a relationship outside of yourself. But it always starts here inside where you learn spiritual teachings. Just like the prodigal son, when he was at his father's house, he learned spiritual teachings. And when he wanted to take his inheritance, the physical part of everything, and leave, he took that and he took his spiritual teachings. So that when he ran out of the natural stuff and was in the pigsty, eating pig's food, he came to his senses because of those teachings that his father taught him. So when his son came home, there was no shame or guilt. It was just love for the child because he came back to his senses and came home. And sometimes we get outside of ourselves and we're busy doing all these things, and we have to come back to the truth that's inside of us. And we come back humbly saying, God, I'm sorry, because we do things that are not conducive with the truth. In other words, it could be adversarial towards the truth, and if you ever kick against the truth that's in you, it hurts you and other people. And God wants to help you to stop doing these things because it's important to him.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in. This is awesome. I love open dialogue like this. So with that being said, Ms. Darissa, because you know how 60 minutes always fly by, right? And it just never fails. It always flies by. So we talk about embrace your life. So can you give us the principles that you have? Tell us a little about embrace your life as we get ready to wrap up.
Well, embrace your life, like I said, if you want to grab a hold to a copy of the book, it's on Amazon, and it's the Embrace Formula, 7 Steps to Silencing the Enemy and the Inner Me. And I also, I use my life to mentor other women. And I also offer one-on-one coaching for women who want to take stock of what they have in their hands. And what I mean by that is, what have you lived through? What lessons have you learned that you can use to bless others? So let's sit down. Let's talk about it. IamDarissa.com. Look for Less Chat and schedule an appointment with me. But what I have dedicated my life to doing, through my TV show, through my podcast, through my coaching, my teaching, my lives, this is what the Lord and I are hand-in-hand partners in this. And I am using what I've been through: rape, molestation, single parenthood, divorce, bankruptcy. Oh, there's a list, y'all. There's a laundry list. But to God be all the glory. I'm standing. You know, what was it? Flat foot down. I'm right here. I'm in it to win it. God and I. We. That's my ride or die right there.
I know that's right. Ride of life. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And if people want to reach out to you, are you on social media? How do they get in contact? They know how to order the book, but how do they get in contact there?
Yes, I am Darissa on Facebook. I am Darissa on Instagram. I am Darissa on Twitter. And my website, iamdarissa.com.
So that's iamdorissa.com.
That's correct. Dorissa, you guys remember?
Amen. So you can go across the board, all social media platforms with that same name.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
awesome. You are just phenomenal. You know that Maya Angelou talked about phenomenal woman. That's you. And I am humbled to be amongst your acquaintance and your company because, I don't take it lightly. And I tell people when people take the time out to, you know. The thing about Chronicles is when he gives me a pattern and I try to go off that pattern, he'll bring me right back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand why my internet was just not working. It just was not. I mean, it just was not. But then I knew that. Then I started looking. I have a laptop now. I have things now. I didn't even need to use my son's phone because I'm back home, which is Blog Talk. And it feels so free. And liberating. And then as a result, we got a caller that came in, and this is what I started off with. And I tell people I march to the beat of my own drum. You may not understand it, but as long as I understand it and I'm following him, it's going to be all right. And it's like I told you earlier, no, I'll be all right. I promise you. When that show, when that air hit, boom, I'm going to be on it, and I'm going to put the word in it. So I say all this to say to people, as you listen to Ms. Darissa talk tonight, how she went from here and now where she is now, you know, homelessness, you know, abuse, all types of stuff, and where she is now, leading her own network, being connected to those, to the people, because God is going to send it to you. You ain't got to go looking for it. He's going to send it to you. Just do your part because the faith that he asks and requires of is just of a mustard seed. Do you know how small a mustard seed is? But do you know the fruit that it bears? Just like those, I think it's redwood trees, when you plant them, they start off as a little acorn and they grow tall and strong. All you need is the faith. If you put it out there, have the faith, and go ahead and walk into your expectancy. Now, am I saying that the troubled time not going to come or the testing period is not going to come? No, I am not. But throughout it all, just remember what's the vision, because he always promised us our gift, but he got to come back and take us through the journey. And sometimes we sway off the course. He's not going nowhere. We sway because he's just going to look at us like, okay, let her go do what she needs to do, but she'll be back. And we always do. We always come back and we go on with the journey. And now for something that's supposed to, a trip that was supposed to only be for 2 years, end up in 40 years. I mean, I've got supposed to be a certain amount of days. And now it ended up in 40 years. And then you're wondering, but you know, sometimes, like myself, I got to find out the hard way because I don't believe fire hot until I get burned. So I say all this to say, and I'm gonna leave it with you before I close out. What nuggets of wisdom, if you could give like a 30-second nugget of wisdom that you can leave with our listeners tonight?
All things work together for your good, the good, bad, ugly, unjust, uncomfortable, all that. And when you find yourself on the other end of that, when God carries you through all those things, assess what's in your hand. How can you use it to serve, encourage others? That's your purpose. That's your purpose.
This has been a blessing for me tonight. And I want to thank our caller that came from, I think it was it Quinn, California? I know it's California. I couldn't catch the first part.
San Jose.
The city.
Yep, San Jose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That, That's right. I want to thank you for tuning in and thank you for your input, because that's what this is all about. We will be back again next Sunday, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you again, sister, my sister. I love you to life. I thank you for who you are, and I look forward to what the future has. And you don't put people together for no reason. There's always a reason for it. And tonight is one of the many to come. I send my prayers and blessings to you and everyone that's affiliated and associated with you. Just remember, you all, I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
Amen. Amen. Good night.
Good night.